want to spend these weeks of learning together focusing on his teachings on Pirkei Avos, because they are many, and they are deep, and they are sweet. Okay, so this coming Shabbos, I know it's still far away, but this week is the fourth week of Pirkei Avos, of studying Pirkei Avos, between Pesach and Shavuos. And let's begin with one of his comments on the Mishnah, Ezehu Gibur HaKovesh Es Yitzro. Okay, you'll actually see two of his comments on Ezehu Gibur HaKovesh Es Yitzro. So what does it mean? Ezehu Gibur, who is one who is truly strong? A statement of Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says, who is wise? Halomid Mikol Adam, who is strong? A person who conquers his Yetzer Hara. So says the Kashrut Sar Magid, Ratzalomar. We are on page Shin Yud Ches, for those who have this edition. Ratzalomar Shitzarich Kol Echad Lashkiach Al Yitzro. Dahainu V'masher Ragil Lahachshilo. It's very easy to spend your life worrying about other people's problems and being distracted by them, and reminding yourself that, oh, I'm so great in this area, I'm so great in that area. But the Mishnah is telling us that's not true strength. The strength of a person is defined by his ability to overcome his struggles. So therefore, Ezehu Gibur HaKovesh Es Yitzro, Ratzal Lomar Shetzarech Kol Echad Lashgiach Al Yitzro, emphasis on the word Yitzro, his Yitzhara. Dahainu B'masher Ragil Lahachshilo, what he is accustomed to stumbling in, Ulechavsho, and to try to conquer it. Lo kamo shehaksilim osim shemashkichim tamid al roa midos chavero v'nechshav be'enav ketzadik. Not like those foolish people, or better perhaps said, dishonest people, who spend their time worrying, paying attention to the evil behaviors of others, and by comparison, they consider themselves to be righteous. Umi yodeya efshar hu garua b'midos avichavero. Right? And it could be that in truth, maybe you're worse than your friend. But you're just focused on his shortcomings instead of being self-reflective on your shortcomings. Lekach amar Yitzro daika. Therefore it says, you want to be strong, focus on your Yetzirah. Again, it's not only you and your chavrusa, it's you and the world. It's easy to talk about all the problems of the world and totally ignore the fact that I've got plenty of my own problems that I should really be working much harder to resolve, and I'm not. So be honest. If you want to be a strong person, have the courage and the strength to be self-aware and self-reflective. Okay, top of the next page, perhaps another pshat. Oh yeah, Amer, a related pshat, but a different pshat. Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro ratzo lomar. Yitzro hamiyuchad lo. We said, first pshat in Yitzro was your Yitzhara as opposed to someone else's Yitzhara. But even within a person, there are many different things that he struggles with or stumbles in. And we need to figure out, well, what is the main Yetzirah? What is my main issue? So a strong person doesn't just focus on, again, his secondary problems, but he's able to get to the crux of the problem. Yitzro ha-miyuchad lo, his unique Yetzirah, she'lechol adam yesh yetzir miyuchad ha-mumar l'davar echad. The same way everyone has a mitzvah that they're particularly connected to, the same way that everyone has a chelak in Torah, which is uniquely theirs, so everyone has a yetzahara that's uniquely theirs. There's something that you struggle with, and I struggle with, which is uniquely mine. Now again, it could be, you know, in a certain sense, part of a generality of a yetzahara. But the way that it manifests itself for this individual at this time is miuchad to him. So therefore, a person needs to what? Figure out what it is that is my biggest, you know, weakness. V'lezet tzarech kol echa lasos la'atzmo gidarim usiyagim b'dvarim sh'rawash yitzro tokef alav la'achshilo bo. And I need to be a person who makes fences and takes protective measures to guard myself from the thing that the Yitzhar is strongest in attacking me in. Ki kol echad b'glal kein nivra. Amazing line. Because each person, because of this, was created. You were created to overcome your main Yetzirah. V'zeh shematzinu b'gemara, and that's what it means when the Gemara says, shekol echad meha'amoraim hayezayir tfei b'davar echad. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos says that there was a discussion. What is your father's main mitzvah? Main mitzvah? I thought we're supposed to do all the mitzvahs. What is your main avera? My main avera, I thought I'm supposed to avoid all the averas. But again, each person has an area that is his main focus. Don't focus, point number one, don't focus on others and fail to take responsibility for yourself. And secondly, yitzro, in the sense that even when I take responsibility for myself, I should make sure that I don't only focus on sort of the, you know, the low-hanging fruit and the easier things, but I try to fix my main issue, which is not always an easy thing. Okay, continuing on the next page, Eizahu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. This is a very sweet idea. Eizahu Ashir, who is considered rich, one who is happy with his portion. Shenemar Yagia Kapecha Kisochel Vegomer. Ratzalomar. Let's think about it from Hashem's perspective. Kozer Tzermagid says, how happy is Hashem with the world? Right? We know that Hashem practices what he preaches. So that means if Sameach Bechelko is a Torah true value, it means that God himself, Kiviyachol, also has to be Sameach Bechelko. So you think about it, Hashem, you made the world. I don't know about you. I look at the world today and I see a lot of things that are quite disheartening. Again, we have to focus on our own Yitzhara, and if we fix ourselves, maybe that'll have a ripple effect in the world. But I don't know, if I was the creator of the whole universe right now, and I was looking down at this project called the world, I would certainly be a little bit frustrated. So says the Avodas Yisrael, Ratzolomar, Kumo Shahabori Yisbarach Shemo Bar Olamo, just like Hashem created the world, Ve'ein Lo Shum Nachas Ruach Ba'olamo, Ki Yame Ose Ritzono Lavad, and of the 7.5 billion people in the world, Hashem looks at the world and many of them are not in line with his values. Many of them are not carrying out his will. Many of them do not give Hashem nachas ruach. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does get pleasure from those individuals who are osei ritzono, va'af al pichein sameach b'chelko, and Hashem says, it's all worth it to have a Klal Yisrael who does live by my values. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalaso. What is Hashem's chelek? Being sameach b'chelko. What is Hashem's chelek? It's a pasuk in Devarim. Ki chelek Hashem amo. The portion of Hashem is his people. Yaakov chevel nachalaso. We're his chelek. Asher heim ovdim oso. Those who serve Hashem, that's Hashem's chelek. And he's sameach b'chelko. He's so happy. It's all worth it for all the evil in the world and all the shortcomings of the world. And all the disappointment of the world. But the whole project is worth it when Hashem looks down and he sees a Jew wake up in the morning and make a bracha and put on his tefillin, right? And to learn Torah and to do his business with honesty. All of that says, I don't care what else is happening. I don't care how perverted the world has become. It's all secondary to the fact that what? I have my chelek. I've got my people. Kamo kein yehe adam sameach bechelko shenasen lo haboreis barach shemo. So similarly, how do we apply that to ourselves? Be happy with your portion. What does that mean? It has nothing to do with the simple pshat that we're used to saying. That the portion is what? If you be happy that you have some money because some people have less money. No, let's learn it differently. Let's learn it much deeper. Kamo kein yehe adam sameach bechelko shenasen lo haboreis barach shemo. V'hivdil oso mikol ha'amim lios ovdo. How thankful we need to be for all the challenges that we all have in our life. For some of us, it's physical challenges. For some of us, it's financial challenges. For some of us, it's emotional and mental health struggles. Right? For some of us, we come from homes that are more stable or less stable. For some of us, we've had many disappointments in terms of, I don't know, dating, in relationships, whatever it is, for all the things that are going wrong in your life, and we could all probably put together a list of disappointing moments in our lives. But at the end of the day, how can we not be sameach bechelko? How can we not rejoice over the fact that every one of us won the lottery when we were given a neshama and we were stamped with the name Yisrael? How can we not be jumping for joy? So the same way that Hashem looks at a very large world and finds tremendous satisfaction in that small portion of humanity that is trying its best to align with his vision. So too, we have to look at that small point inside of ourselves, the neshama, and say, you know what? It's all worth it. All of life's suffering, whatever you've been through, and again, we've all been through different things, But everything that you've been through, it's worth it to have come to this world to carry the badge. I am a Yid. I am a Yisrael. Va'af im Omar Shema Yisrael Uliyachid Isbor Yisbarach Shemo, die. Wow. And even if I was just Zoche in my whole lifetime to just say Shema Yisrael, to say one time Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, dayenu. It would be kedai. It would all be worth it. There's beautiful lines of, I read once a letter from a tzaddik where he was saying, someone was saying to him, you know, how difficult his life was and how hard it is. And he wrote back, he said, Rav Aaron of Karlin said that it would be kedai for a person to live 80 years of Yisurim in order to put on tefillin one time. If we had any appreciation of what it is, what a schus it is to be able to do mitzvos, we would say, to even taste the mitzvah a little bit, it would all be worth it. Okay? And that's us being like Hashem. Because Hashem also has a lot of disappointment in His world. But Hashem is able to see the good. Hashem is able to focus on what's going right. And Hashem gets a sipuk ha-nefesh, so to speak, from that experience. Okay? Going on to the next Mishnah. Ben Azai says that a person should be rotz le-mitzvah kala. We should always run for a small mitzvah, even an easy mitzvah. And then he says that schar mitzvah, right? Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Okay, let's try to understand, again, what it is to do a mitzvah. What does it mean that the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah itself? So he starts off by telling us, Yesh Lomar, Perusho Kamosha Amru Chazal. Perhaps we'll begin the way the Gemara explains in Masechet Sanhedrin, that La'asid Lavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh L'Tzadikim Knafayim K'Nisharim. That in the future Hashem is going to give Tzadikim wings like eagles. Fascinating. V'yiyafu tachas kisei hakavod. And they're going to what? They're going to soar and fly up to a place beneath Hashem's throne. Shemar tomar, perhaps you'll say, shi'elahem yagia. Maybe you'll say, it's probably very, you know, burdensome. It probably takes tremendous effort to carry, you know, to carry one's body, even with wings, to fly and to find one's place tachas kisei hakavod. Talmud lomar, yarutsu v'lo yiga'u. The Navi Yeshaya says, no, it'll be easy. Yarutsu, they'll move swiftly, and we'll be without effort. Okay? Says our Mishnah, have a rutz le-mitzvah kala. Right? Run in this world, it sounds like he's hinting to us the fact that if you run for mitzvahs in this world, Hashem will give you wings to soar in the next world. Okay, let's see. V'hakalus yiyelahem mimaisa mitzvos. So where do we get that speed in the next world to make, you know, a person to have the wings, so to speak, to be able to move so swiftly, to take one's place, tachas kisei hakavod? That speed and that ability to move so swiftly, to be so light in one's steps, comes from the mitzvos that a person performs in a similar fashion. Ki machmas mitzvos misdavkim b'kadosh baruch hu. Because when we do mitzvos, we cling to Hashem. Umasha osa hamitzvah bebehiras vakalus. And all the more so, when we do a mitzvah with clarity, with swiftness, with great ease, when we show that mitzvahs are pleasurable, they're not burdensome to us, right? We're light. Sometimes you see a Jew, you know, you see like they're wearing the yoke of Torah, and you can see it's a burden on that person. And other people, you could see that their involvement in Torah makes them so light. They're so light. Their whole demeanor is so positive, you know? You watch Rav Goldwicht. I heard of Meir Goldwicht back in the Heights. So you watch Rav Goldwicht. Those who don't know Rav Goldwicht, you should be zocher to meet him. You watch Rav Goldwicht just walking down the street, you know, walking on Amsterdam Avenue. His whole body language is just, he's floating with Torah. Right? He moves so swiftly. It's not just that he's a fast walker. He's floating along. He's got the wings. He's got the wings of a person who loves Torah. He loves learning Torah. He loves teaching Torah. And it's infused in his entire being. So when a person gets to the next world, if you're light in mitzvos in this world, you'll be light in the next world. That's what it means. Have a rotz le-mitzvah kala. Right? Not only run to an easy mitzvah, but when you run for a mitzvah, you're showing that mitzvos are light by me. Right? Not light, unimportant. Light in the sense that they're pleasant by me. And therefore Hashem gives a person wings and he's able to soar and to continue to fly. V'zeo have a rotz le-mitzvah kala. Shishchar mitzvah. So now let's go a step further. Run to an easy mitzvah because the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah. What does that mean? Ratzolomar, Ki mitzvah hu milashon tzavsa chada. As we've said many times, that mitzvah is a lashon of tzavta chada. Tzavta chada means one group, right? To be attached. A mitzvah is a lashon of tzavsa, companionship. It's two things that become one. When I do a mitzvah, it attaches me to the oneness of Hashem. Ratzolomer sheschar mitzvah hi a mitzvah atzma. As many tzaddikim explain on this Mishnah, the reward of a mitzvah is the attachment itself. When I do a mitzvah, I'm not working for the king, I'm attaching myself to the king. Chevra, who is the author of this Mishnah? Who is the one who tells us to run for a mitzvah kala? Right? Be quick to perform a mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Azai. Ben Azai is one of the four in the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yudalet Amud Beis who had some type of out-of-body experience. Nichlesu lapardes, they used Kabbalistic knowledge to ascend to the heavens. And the Gemara there tells us that Beis Ayin, Ben Azai, hitzitz ve'umes. He glanced, he saw something that was too much, couldn't handle it, umes, and he died. He looked in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that even means, Hashem doesn't have a space, it's not physical, but he saw, hitzitz means he looked, he glanced, hitzitz, he glanced, umes, and he died. What does that mean? A tragic death, a holy death. Lo shahaya chas v'shalom pogeim b'riyaso. It's not that he did something damaging with his vision. It's not that he did something wrong, although in a certain sense, the goal was probably to come back to this world. But you know what happened with Ben Azai? And it fits so thematically with his attitude in this Mishnah of wanting to just be so close to Hashem that you're always running for mitzvos, that you just want to cling to Hashem. Rak mi'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shahaya mishtokek tamid ledavik b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his awesome love of wanting to cling to Hashem, he saw something in the Olam HaEmes that he couldn't let go of, and he got stuck there. That's what it means he died. He was there forever. He never came back. And that's what he himself is telling us in this Mishnah. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. That every time we do a mitzvah, we get a little more stuck to Hashem. Mashen es davik b'kadosh baruch hu machmas bihiras ha-mitzvah. If you're really doing the mitzvah, right, you feel more connected after the mitzvah than you did before the mitzvah. And that's, again, the ultimate goal that we're all looking forward to in Gan Eden. What does it mean to get a reward in the next world? Is it a big party with good food and drink? No. It's an opportunity to sit and to bask in the presence of the light of Hashem, to be pulled, to be drawn to the light. Kamosha Amru, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Tzadikim Yoshvin Va'atrosayin Barashehen. Tzadikim sit in Olam Haba with their crowns on their head. What are their crowns? Ratzaloma Atrosayin Shal Atzman. Their crowns. What do you mean their crowns? Yeah, their crowns. You made the crown. When did I make a crown? You're always making a crown. Every mitzvah you do is adding to your crown. Mimaisa mitzvah shayu osin bolam haza. The mitzvahs you did in this world are your crown in the next world. And that's what it means, perhaps. V'yesh lirmoz v'pasak sha'amar Shlomo HaMelech alav ha-shalom. Perhaps this is what is hinted to in Shir HaShirim, when Shlomo HaMelech says, it's a nice pshat, ki oza kamaves ava. That oza kamaves, strong like death, is love. Love is very powerful. But he says, oza is merames to who? To Ben Azai. Oza, Ben Azai, was what? Was so in love that he died. Shehetetz umeis, he glanced, he couldn't, he saw Hashem's presence like never before. Umeis machmas avav is davchus bebore baruchu uvruch shemo. And he died because of his intense love for Hashem. Now again, maybe on a certain level that's inappropriate. V'chai behem v'lo sheyamus behem. Right? We're supposed to live. Hashem wants us to live. But let's not make the mistake to think that Ben Azai, you know, died because of some, you know, he wasn't holy enough. No. He understood exactly what he was tapping into in that world, and he loved it too much to come back. Again, we have to, you know, it's not so hard for regular people like ourselves. But we're supposed to try to strike a balance between, on the one hand, wanting to give my neshama back to Hashem every moment. I want to just return to my source. And at the same time, what do you mean? My job is to be down here. That's my mission. That's what's expected of me. And therefore, I have to work hard to make sure that that I don't detach from this world, right? That I'm able to stay grounded and connected to this world. Okay? As you can see, there's a ton of Torah that our Rebbe has on Pirkei Avos. Okay? I'm skipping ahead now to Mishnah Ches, where he says, here, V'hamachalel es haTorah. Okay. A person who is who's machabe Torah, so then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says, then he will be mechubad. But a person who's machalel es haTorah, right, will be made disgraced in the eyes of others. Okay. Let's talk about Chilel Torah for a second. And now we're going to transition really into a Lag BaOmer mindset. The next number of pieces are very Lag BaOmer-esque in the sense that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who was Megala the Sod. He revealed secrets to the world. And however, one of the things that we learned the other week about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how he helps us to overcome forgetting Torah, is by connecting us to the deeper dimensions of Torah. Mechalel es haTorah does not just mean that a person who doesn't follow the halacha. Mechalel es haTorah is also the following. Hamechalel es haTorah she'ose Torah chilul mikol davar b'inyan sipurei maisios sheyesh b'Torah. A chalal means a void. A chalal means an empty space. A chalal means a shell, a husk. A chalal means a person who only focuses on the outer trappings of Torah and fails to realize that it's full, that every bit of it is full. Ki lo davareku mikam. The Torah is not an empty thing, as the Torah itself warns at the end of Chumash Devarim. So a machalal as a Torah is a person who learns Torah and he says, these are nice historical accounts, very nice, right? He fails to realize, he empties out the Torah, he makes the Torah, you know, devoid of what? Of the fact that the Torah is maleim razin v'gnazin. It's filled with what? With secrets and hidden treasures. V'hu osa Torah chalula mikol v'kol. And this person makes Torah empty inside and out. B'chashvo she'ein badavar pnimi. He says, I don't, he studies Torah in a very superficial way. Ki'im k'megillah sefer kosovei lav. It's like a history book, right? It records, you know, the story of the Jews. Azaya Torah hi atzlo k'guf b'lo neshama. A person who learns Torah in that way, God forbid, is taking the body of the Torah without a soul, right? That's why the Mishnah says that if you're machabed the Torah, gufo michubad ala brios. And if you're machalo the Torah, right, it's going to affect your guf. Because, again, if you're only focused on the guf, then that's the midah keneged midah, right? Midah keneged midah. You'll be treated as if you only have a guf and you don't have any secret inside, namely the neshama. So if a person treats the Torah like a guf without a neshama, ve'eino mamshich hachayus hapnimi shehem asodos haneshamos lisocha, and he fails to recognize the secret dimensions of Torah that are contained within, azai gufo gamkein mechulal ala brios, then his body will also be, right, appreciated only for being a body. And that, of course, that would be a terrible disgrace. His body will be mechulal ala brios. What's a lomar? Nasa chalal. He'll also be an empty person. If you treat the Torah like an empty thing, so you'll also be treated like an empty person. She'eino mekusher b'nishmaso. Then you'll be detached. Your body and soul will not be properly aligned. V'nasa chalal mehem. So then you'll be what? You'll be like an animal. You're not a human being with a real neshama. Kifi godol apagam ken godol ansho. In accordance with your damage, so will be your punishment. How much of the Torah do you reject? Im pagam b'nishama l'nishama shel Torah. There's different dimensions of Torah. There's pshat, there's remez, there's drush, there's sod, right? There's nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. There's dimensions of the soul. The Torah also has dimensions of soul. So if you reject the neshama of Torah, so then Hashem says, tismai mimenu ha-neshama l'neshama. So that level of soul called neshama l'neshama will be taken away from you. V'chein ad ha-nefesh, ad she'yishe'er bilti levado b'nefesh ha-bahamiyas levad. And if you reject, again, each deeper dimension of Torah that you reject, you'll become more like an animal. You'll only be alive like an animal because you've rejected the deeper dimensions of soul. Va'osa maisa behema bilti chayas pnimi klal. And you'll also become. You think the Torah is superficial? Hashem says, I'll make sure that your trajectory in life is superficial. Valze onu mispalalin. And chaver, remember this line? This is what we daven. Va'al tishivenu reikom milafanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not return us empty-handed. The Pashup Shad is Hashem. You know, we need a lot of things from you. So don't leave me with, don't leave me impoverished. Don't leave me empty-handed. But we're also davening, Hashem, I don't want to be an empty person. And an empty person means a person who doesn't realize that just like the person, obviously, if I understand myself well, I understand how deep I am, how many layers there are to me as a human being. So al achas kama v'kama, the Torah, which is the blueprint of all of creation, a million times more so, the Torah is layers of many, layers upon layers, and therefore don't be mechalel Torah. Okay, if you celebrate Lag BaOmer with enthusiasm, that's a big kavod to Torah. And if a person, God forbid, thinks Lag BaOmer, Rishon BaYochai, Zohar, Kabbalah, Pnimius, Chasidus, what does that have to do with me? Then God forbid such a person is revealing their own superficiality, and unfortunately, their punishment will be as such. Okay, continuing that theme, let's go on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Again, there's a lot here. I just want to do a couple more short pieces. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yonasan Omer called the Makayim Asatora Meoni, Sofo Lakayma Meosher. We're on page Shin Lamed Gimel. V'chol Hamavatel Asatora. V'chulu, says Rabbi Yonasan, if a person keeps the Torah when he's poor, he'll be zochet to keep it when he's rich. But if a person is mevatel it when he's rich, eventually he'll continue to be mevatel it when he's poor. What does rich and poor mean in this context? Obviously, superficially, it's talking about studying Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, even when one is financially going through difficulties. But obviously on a deeper level, more than that, Says the Avodas Yisrael in explaining Rabbi Yonasan, Ratzo Lomar, Af she'ina yodeya ha-Torah b'sodoseo v'tameh ha-chamusim. You might say to yourself, it's nice that all these, I don't know the secrets of Torah. I don't yet know the secrets of Torah, but I believe in them. Af al pichin ma'amin behen v'osek l'kavanazu. When I read the Gemara, I know that every word, every letter is filled with secrets. When I read a pasuk in Chumash that tells me that Avram went from point A to point B, he traveled from here to there, I know there are secrets there. I don't know the secrets. I haven't yet discovered the secrets. And if I found a secret explanation of one pasuk, I don't know a secret explanation of the other pasuk. But I study Torah and I realize that I know, I have respect for Torah because I know it's filled with such depth. So if I don't understand it, but I believe, and I study it with the kavana that I know that there's something very deep here, even though I don't yet have access to it. Zocha l'kayma mi'osher. A person who studies in that way will eventually be zocha to fulfill it with wealth. In other words, she'yitnu lo min ha-shamayim, she'asig kol asodos ha-kamusim she'batorah. That eventually he'll be able to what? To have the full picture of Torah. It'll be granted to him from heavens the ability to grasp the secrets of Torah. By the way, that may not be in this lifetime. But if you go through life saying, Hashem, I know there's more here. I may never discover it in my own lifetime. I may never get to understand it. But if I respect every letter of Torah, every word of Gemara, and I realize that it's not just a legal system, and it's not just a history book, right? But it's God in written form. If I know that and I approach the Torah with that attitude, eventually it might be when Mashiach comes, eventually it might be after you're no longer in this world, eventually it might be somewhere later in life. But eventually the wealth of Torah will be available to you. But a person who negates the Torah with wealth, what does that mean? Machmas shechoshev shemile kreiso mikol v'kol ve'ino tzarech od lilmod. A person who thinks, I filled up on Torah and I got it. I know how it works. Yeah, I finished it. I read the book. Soful levat lameoni. Eventually what? Ratzalomar, sheshocheach mashalamad. He'll forget what he studied. He'll forget what he learned. Va'af imrotzalilmod ina yachol v'hu mochrach levatla. And Hashem will make that person, he'll push that person away from Torah over the course of time because Hashem doesn't want you to study the Torah in that way. That's not what it is. The Torah's not, if you study it as a history book, Hashem says, that's not what it is. I have to take it away from you. Because I don't want you to see my Torah in that way. Okay? So again, this theme of seeing deeper in Torah, appreciating the depth of Torah, whether we get it or we don't yet get it. Of course, Rabbi Meir was the dear friend of Rishon Bar Yochai in Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Meir was the dear friend. We'll do two more ideas. Rabbi Meir was the dear friend of Rishon Bar Yochai. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. According to some, yesterday Pesach Sheni is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir, although that's questionable. It's questionable if that's really historically accurate. But either way, Rabbi Meir certainly has a connection to these days, Pesach Sheni, connected to the Beis Medrash Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Meir says, "Havi memaid be'esek va'asok b'torah." Rabbi Meir says, "Work less and learn more." Okay, the Pashup Shat, yeah, work less, and learn more. Right? Don't spend your whole life chasing money. Make sure you find time for Torah. And he says, the more you work, the more you become jealous of other people, and just get out of that, bad cycle. But then he says a second pshat, which is in line with what we just learned over here. Od yirtze, right? In addition to overcoming the kina and the sina and the chemda that comes from trying to make more money than someone else, od yirtze bezeh, the ikir haTorah hu aor hamisnoitzes ba. Again, chaver, the essence of Torah is not just the shaklavataria as it appears on the surface, right? It's not even just the halachic extractions from the Gemara, which of course we live and die by. But the ikar of Torah is the light that is found within Torah. Kedi'isa, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Ora zu Torah. Ora, the light of Torah, is the essence of Torah. Or as it says in Eicha Rabbah, in the Medrash, Hame'or Sheba. The Medrash talks about the light, the Ma'or Sheba, the inner light of Torah. Va'ma'or ha'hu, hu ha'or ha'meir, v'ha'os ha'hu v'chiyuso. It's that inner light of spiritual connection that gives life to the letters. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, who is certainly from that base Medrash of those who study Torah deeply, v'lezeh amar, heve mema'et be'esek. Don't get lost in the esek of Torah, the busyness of Torah. It's also super geshmak. When you realize that there's a machlokus between the Rambam, you know, and the Ritva and the Rashba, right? And you see that the Vilna Gaon says like this, right? And the Machaber says like that, and it's a machlokus, and then you start to see what's the halacha and who says like that, and Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a famous tshuva about it, and he argued in this way, and Rav Elyashiv disagreed, and the Ktzos Hachoshen said like this, and the Nesivo said like that. Right, in the world of Nezikin, of Choshen Mishpat, it's all very geshmak, and it's all very important, and we care deeply about that. But be careful, says Rabbi Meir, who understood the inner world of Torah. Rabbi Meir says, "Be mamayit be'esek. Don't get lost in the esek." Ratzolom arkiyesh b'nei adam shalom dim Torah chavilos. There are people who learn piles and piles of Torah. They finish many svarim. Ve'ein kavanasam pone l'shum to'eles me'alimud. But they're not what? But they're not getting it. They're not getting what it's really about. Ach asok b'torah, ratzolomer sheta asok b'pnimiyas haTorah. Study the inner dimension of Torah, ratzolomer b'ha'or ha'meyur kol os, hu chayis v'or me'habori yisbarach shemo. There's a story that I like to tell. I read two different versions of who were the people in the story. But imagine two tzaddikim, one Rebbe, one a Talmud, but each one a great tzaddik. They were sitting together and they were learning. And the senior one said to the junior one, "If we're ever learning and we think and we forget about Hashem, if you think that I've disconnected from Hashem, that I'm too lost in the sugya to the point that I'm not focused on Hashem, I want you to interrupt and remind me. I give you rishus as your Rebbe, as your chavrusa, and as your Rebbe, I give you permission to say, Rebbe, I think we've lost, you know, kind of like what the focus is supposed to be." So one time they were learning together, and they were very, very deep into the sugya, and there was mamish, mechamta shel Torah, they're fighting back and forth. This one says like this, and this one says that. No, Tosfos is right, Tosfos is wrong, the Rambam is right, the Rambam is wrong. They're mamish going at it. And all of a sudden, the Talmud remembers that the Rebbe told him, if we ever get, like, you know, lost to the point that it's not about God anymore, that we're just enjoying the machlokas too much and trying to outsmart each other, so I should say something. So he said, he was about to open his mouth to say something to his Rebbe. He was about to say, Rebbe, you know, I think we forgot about like the tachlis of all the learning. He's about to say something, and the Rebbe stuck out his hand, and, oh, I still got it. He interrupted him before he can even say anything. Oh, I know what you're thinking. No, I'm still connected to Hashem. This is all about Dveikus Bahashem. That's a hard thing to do. To be able to focus on the Tosfos and the Rambam, and to at the same time focus on, I'm learning this because I want to be connected to Hashem, is a hard thing to do. But that's what it means. Have a memayit be'esek, limit the esek, the noise of the Torah, va'asok b'Torah, the essence of Torah. Namely, the Or, the Ma'or Shabbat. Because we have to remember that Hashem is one with His Torah. And this is also, again, the idea that we mentioned earlier. God forbid a person who makes Torah empty of godliness. A person, again, you could just use Torah because it's geschmack to study. It's interesting. It's fun. It's interesting. And you may be a smart guy, so you decide to study Torah. But that's not what it's about at all. And we have to be very careful that we don't, God forbid, lose ourselves. That's what these days of Lag BaOmer are about. Coming back to the inner light of Torah. And not, God forbid, getting lost in the outer trappings, which are also sweet as can be, and beautiful as can be. Right? But we have to make sure that we study Torah through and through, not just on the surface. Okay, and last but not least, last Mishnah for today. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer ha'osa mitzvah achas kona lo praklit echad. A person who does a single mitzvah acquires for himself a praklit echad. He acquires for himself a defense attorney, right? He has someone to protect him. He has a malach. That's what it means. He has a malach that's created from that mitzvah, which will stand to attest to his good behavior. Va'over avera achas kona lo kategor echad. And if a person does a single Aveira, he acquires for himself a prosecutor. A Malach is created that is going to slander him, right? And try to say all sorts of nasty things about him. Not slander in the sense that it's false. The Malach is going to testify against him and is going to try to prosecute him in the heavenly court. Okay? So explains our Rebbe, just one final beautiful idea. Why does it say ha'osa mitzvah achas? If you do one mitzvah, you get one malach. If you do one aveira, you get one malach. One good malach, one bad malach. Lechora milas achas, that word, if you do a single mitzvah, hu miyutar. Just say, if you do a mitzvah, you get a malach. If you do one mitzvah, you get one malach. What's the pshat? V'nira li. However, we need to understand, the Chafetz Chaim, by the way, used to speak about this a lot. Not all malachim are created equally. In accordance with the effort and wholesomeness that a person put into the mitzvah, the more complete the mitzvah is, so too the reward will be in accordance with the effort and with the sense of completion of the mitzvah. If he does the mitzvah in a very clean way, in a very perfect way, b'li shum p'niya chas v'shalom, v'shum ta'aroves davar zar v'ra im ha-mitzvah. If he does the mitzvah without any ulterior motives, without any ta'aroves, without anything else, without any foreign matter mixed in, he's doing it really l'shem shemayim, az kein aschar, so too the reward will be in accordance with that performance. U'kamo kein ha-malach ha-nivra mizo ha-mitzvah, and so too the malach that is created from that mitzvah. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he gets one malach. And when he does an aveira, he gets a makatrig. So the malach will be as healthy as the mitzvah is. If you get arrested, God forbid, right? And you're sitting in, you're sitting in jail, and they say, we're going to assign you a lawyer, right? So you'll say, oh, a lawyer, that's good. I remember I once read a court case and the lawyer won. Yeah, well, that guy was like the top lawyer in the world. Right, you're going to get some young guy straight out of law school. Right, so not all lawyers and not all prosecutors, not all defendants and prosecutors are obviously equal. So these malachim that you create when you do a mitzvah, who serve to advocate on your behalf or to prosecute against you, those malachim are created in accordance with the mitzvah itself. When you create that malach, if you do the mitzvah mamish in a strong and emesdik way, So the malach will also be a perfect malach. It'll be a wholesome malach. Ki bevada yish malachim shem taroves tov vera. Because there certainly are malachim that are a mixture of good and evil. Masha ein ken kesha mitzvah eina b'shleim es gamor. If I don't do the mitzvah properly, as gam ha-malach eino tov gamor, then the malach that it's created is also not going to be perfectly good. But the flip side is also true, and this I really want to emphasize as we conclude. U'kamo kein ba'asiyas ha-avera. However, not all averos are equal. Sometimes a person knows they're doing the wrong thing at the moment that they're doing the wrong thing, but they can't resist a certain taiva, a certain temptation. If you would ask them, are you doing something that's against the Torah? I know I'm doing something against the Torah. I know, I'm rationalizing my behaviors. And I'm being dishonest with myself and with my God and with my people. Right? But I can't say no to this temptation. But not all averos are equal. There are averos that we do wholeheartedly, and there are averos that we do that at the moment we're doing the avera, we feel bad. U'kamo kein ba'asiyas avera. If a person very brazenly performs the avera and he says, I don't really care, right? Kamo shavishav osin uchaavas nafsham hara, they do in accordance with their evil desires. Azgam makatrik hanivra mizehu ra gamor. Then the malach that is created from that act obviously is going to be a completely evil malach. And by the way, that means it's going to be a prosecuting angel, which you're not going to be able to talk your way around. But when a nice Jewish boy does something he shouldn't do, and he feels that it's not really my ratzon, I want to be a good yid. I can say it out loud. I was talking to someone just yesterday. He was telling me that he feels that he's struggling a lot in areas of Shmiras Einayim. Right? And he said, anytime I stumble, it's mamish for like a very short period of time, and I'm totally disgusted with myself, right? But I can't seem to, get it under control. Rak yitzro tokfo, exactly what he's describing here. I feel forced into it by my yitzhara, right? So that's not the same as a person who gave up on working on himself. A person who's forced into it, who's nilkad b'mitzuda sayetzar, who's trapped in the yitzhara's trap, and he seems like he can't get out of it. Right? He's not able to free himself. But that means your avera is a broken avera. Yashir koach to you. You deserve a pat on the back for creating a broken avera. Much better than a whole avera. Sometimes even as you're doing the avera, a person's thinking to himself, I don't want to do this. And at the same time, for whatever reason, he doesn't have the self-control to not do it. And the Melech Zachin Ksil, right, the old foolish king, which is a name for the Yetzihara, traps him with his all sorts of tricks. The Malach that you create is not going to be completely evil. The Malach actually has a good dimension to it. And look how he says it. We'll end with this line. Where does the good part of this bad malach come from? Mizeh hahirhur tshuva shahayelo af bishas asiyas havera. At the very moment you were doing the avera, a person was already feeling bad, and that itself is a tshuva. He's doing tshuva at the moment he's sinning. Umizeh yachol lahagia letshuva haamitis v'hara yehafich letov gamor. And it's that bit of goodness that has the ability to what? To transform this evil malach into something good. That little bit of good, that hirhur tshuva that is woven into the avera, is even greater than the ra of the avera himself. And he concludes by saying that the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who is described in the Gemara in Erevin as being someone whose teachings were kav v'naki, that his teachings were very clean, very clear, very straightforward, without any ta'aroves of ra. So it's fitting that he would be the one to teach us this idea. That what? That a person should strive to do mitzvos that are totally clean. And should strive that even if I'm doing an avera, my avera shouldn't be a complete avera. Let it be a broken avera. Let the malach that I create for mitzvos be a healthy, strong, able-bodied malach. And let the malach, so to speak, that I create from the averos have a little bit of tov from the tshuva that I'm doing at the moment I'm sinning woven into it. And then hopefully I can transform that malach to become like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, kav v'naki. To be totally pure and good. by showing Hashem that even when I did the Avera, I didn't really want to do it. Okay, so amazing ideas to think about, again, in terms of just Avodas Hashem in general, and Befrat, I think in this week, to remind ourselves how important it is to be connected to the inner world of Torah. Don't be superficial about Torah. Don't allow yourself to see Torah on the surface. Daven over the fact that even if I don't yet see it, but I'm amin in the Torah, that it's there, and eventually Hashem will open our eyes to see those deeper dimensions of Torah.